Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, reacted to Facebook's review board's denial to reinstate former President Trump's account by saying that Facebook is more powerful than the government. And part of the way we have to address that is to implement government regulations so we can actually hear the truth for people. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Joshua Wong and three other activists to between 4 and 10 months in prison for participating in an unauthorized rally last year to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Among the 26 charged over the rally, the four pleaded guilty and were sentenced Thursday. Other defendants are scheduled to appear in court in June. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight in the Next Generation launch vehicle from South Texas on Wednesday. Four previous landing attempts had ended in spectacular explosions. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Birth rates in America have been dropping. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The birth rate in the U.S. has fallen for the sixth straight year. The new report from the CDC says that births are now at their lowest level since 1979, falling 4% from a year ago. The agency recorded more than 3.6 million births in 2020, nearly 150,000 fewer than in 2019. The report also concludes that the fertility rate has fallen considerably under the replacement level, the rate necessary for a generation to replace itself. That's considered to be about 2,100 births per 1,000 women, with the rate for 2020 at around 1,700 births.
25 people are dead after 8 days of protests in Colombia over a tax overhaul plan meant to cover a gap in spending related to COVID-19. Among the dead are police and protesters who have been clashing for days as public anger grows over rising poverty, unemployment, and inequality. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the pandemic in the United States appears to be winding down with fewer new cases and deaths among Americans, some leaders are using what-if scenarios to dictate mandates in some parts of the country. Cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough tells Fox News his perspective of the COVID-19 response.
Well, what's really changed the calculus in the whole pandemic is early treatment for COVID-19. There's now 10 national telemedicine services, 15 regional services, 250 treating doctors across the United States. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has a home treatment guide. We're using multiple drugs in combination to reduce the spread of illness and reduce hospitalizations and deaths. So that's changed everything. Texas has been an early treatment state all the way through. We never closed down. We're in the middle of the pack in terms of cases and mortality, and we've moved on. Now, the overall approach to the pandemic, I think, has been way too much focused on masks and vaccines. Neither one of those helps sick patients with COVID-19. That's playing defense, and in my view, the big change was when we had the Senate hearings in November, we started playing offense.
Dr. McCullough explains the new FDA clear test.
Well, the T-cell technologies have dramatically improved. There's an FDA-cleared test now that one can actually have the DNA from their T-cells extracted and tested to see if, in fact, there's been prior exposure to COVID-19 and inferred immunity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as always for more information on the show and, you know, to search our archives. It's our gift to you. You can download any of these interviews. Of course, you know, it's all from a biblical worldview and the pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. And all our guests, outstanding guests, you know, some that you see on TV of great noteworthiness, other guests that should be on TV and should have an even larger platform because of the stories they tell. And we're just so grateful for them, like our next story coming up. We're going to go back a couple years. And this story is about four Green Berets that were killed. One Green Beret in particular that you'll find out in just a moment. But there were four Green Berets that were killed in an ambush in Niger in 2017. The media and the American public largely focused on President Trump's condolence call to one of the widows. But for Michelle Black, whose husband Brian was one of the men killed in the attack, this shattering ordeal was made indescribably worse by vague and conflicting reports from the army about what happened that night along the Niger-Mali border. Suddenly, a widow struggling to raise two sons alone, Michelle was determined to discover the facts about how and why her husband and his comrades died. In her unvarnished and honest and painful memoir, I would say, Sacrifice is the title of her new book, A Gold Star Widow's Fight for the Truth. Michelle Black, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, to hear your story, you know, about your husband, you know, another American hero, and for you to have to deal with what you had to deal with, all for the, you know, I don't understand what it is about our government and particularly the military that somehow feels like we can't have the whole truth and nothing but yet they deserve it and they demand it.
Absolutely. You know, and really my biggest problem with what happened to us is that, you know, I'm not angry at the military, really. I'm upset about the injustice that this book was really born out of. And that injustice is really the responsibility of a handful of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Who chose their careers over, you know, the truth.
So when you say this, being former military myself, what you are suggesting so our audience understands, it's all about promotion. And somehow for them not revealing the truth, it was somehow protecting, you know, a future advancement in their military career. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Exactly. You know, I feel like we were lied to,
mm-hmm.
especially to protect a few individuals. And those lies disrespected the sacrifice that my husband, David, Jeremiah, and Dustin made.
Mm-hmm.
It dishonored that sacrifice, but it also disrespected them and the families. We deserve better, and so do they.
And so do future families, because it sounds to me that this is one of those things that could be a chronic issue within the military.
I agree. When you allow essentially an organization, so, you know, AFRICOM, Africa Command, essentially investigated itself. And, you know, not surprising, they found the men on the ground, those lowest on the chain, responsible. And, you know, that's not acceptable.
Yeah. So, Michelle, when the dust started to settle, so to speak, and here you are in grief, dealing with your husband's death, family, everything that is just incredible, and we can only imagine, and even then we couldn't even fully imagine all that you and your family is going through, but something tells you you're not getting the whole truth, and it started to gnaw at you. Explain to our audience what was going on in your mind as you're dealing with grief and wanting to know, exactly what happened.
You know, it was tough. It was tough because, I mean, obviously, I'm in shock. Mm-hmm. I'm going through all the normal stresses with grief. You know, there's this overwhelming stress, shock, anger, sadness, trying to do what's right for my kids, and then at the same time, all I want to know is exactly what happened to my husband. And the problem is that I know my husband better than anyone. So when I'm hearing things come out in the media saying, you know, officials have leaked, you know, we've heard that, you know, this is just a team that went rogue and a bunch of cowboys, I know better. My husband was no cowboy. He would never go rogue. Mm-hmm. So for me, I kept thinking, I need to just stay the course. They'll bring me the truth. Maybe this is just media reports. Maybe this isn't coming from the military. They'll bring me the full account.
Exactly.
So to wait 6 months going through everything I was going through and then to be deceived, to have nobody be outright honest with me in the brief, I can handle the brutal truth by that point.
Mm-hmm.
So to not get it was not okay.
Well, and especially to have the media out there weaving a narrative, and you're looking for some sort of defense from the military themselves to step up and say, that's not exactly the case. So it's leading you to believe that the very people that should be watching your husband six and the integrity, his own integrity, and I've got to imagine, I mean, this is quite the black eye on anybody associated with the military. And I understand, you know, what you're telling me about a serviceman's, you know, commitment to, you know, discipline and military law and the Uniform Code of Military Justice and that. And for your husband to be accused of going rogue, and as you say, you know him, and for those of us who have been in the military or have had experience with people who are in the military, extremely disciplined. I mean, this idea of a rogue soldier, you know, you see that in the movies, but in real life, that just doesn't happen, does it?
No, it does not, especially when you're talking Green Beret.
Yes.
And, you know, he had just finished all of his training and started deploying. This was his third deployment. He loved what he did. He was a medical sergeant. He was highly intelligent, you know, was a chess champion, spoke multiple languages. You know, stock trader, I mean, you name it, he did it. And there's no way he would go rogue, you know.
Yes.
And so after being briefed, I thought, well, you know, we still have the public brief, which is going to be held, you know, in front of news media. It'll be with General Waldhauser, the commander of AFRICOM. And when that happened, we were told that all teams on the continent are performing well, but this team is not indicative of what special operators do. And in one fell swoop, he dishonored my husband and all those who fought and died with him.
He threw everybody under the bus.
He did, absolutely. So I could no longer stand by and allow my husband and his sacrifice to be dishonored.
Michelle, I am so sorry that you've had to experience this. And when we come back, I want to hear more of the story. It's the Gold Star Widows Fight for the Truth. Michelle Black is our guest. Stay with us. We've got more from Michelle on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, a story that needs to be told, and it's being told now, and it's been an enduring battle for Michelle Black and her family, her two sons. The book is called Sacrifice, A Gold Star Widow's Fight for the Truth. I mean, amazing when you think about it. Her husband dies in action, and she has to go through this incredible experience to get the whole truth and nothing but. Because that's the problem, Michelle, with the lie, and I'm sure you probably appreciate this more than ever, and we talk about this on the show, is that a lie can be so irritating because, you know, it just can't settle right in your heart and your mind. You know something's not right about this stuff. It's out of character. And your instincts and, of course, the awareness and the knowledge of your husband was such that, you know, this didn't square up. And so as this started to open up, you know, my question, you know, from the last segment was going to be, you know, why were they holding back? What was their motivation to not tell you and the other families the whole truth?
My only guess is that they were trying to protect careers of those higher up the chain. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, you know, but the families of the fallen, you know, my children no longer have a father.
Yes.
But the military concerned itself with making sure the officers involved didn't miss the promotion and the pay raise rather than bringing us the truth.
Yes.
Those still, you know, they didn't just lose a pay raise. They lost everything. And their families lost a parent, a spouse, a child. We lost everything. We deserve the truth. Always. And the military should make that a priority, not who's getting, you know, a promotion.
Michelle, as you were going through this process and, again, probably being straight-armed and feeling like you were just dealing with impossible obstacles here, what was the breakthrough for you when you found, you know, that main threat of deception and the truth just could not be held back anymore? Explain to our audience when that came about.
Thing that was discussed in the media and in our brief, and then I also sat down and discussed with the men when I interviewed them, had to do with CONOPS, which are concept of operations reports, which are made by the teams to tell those higher up the chain what their mission plan is so they can be certain to get proper approvals, support, and equipment for the mission.
Correct.
We had been told by the media, you know, that Captain Perazzini was a cowboy, went rogue, he wrote a misleading CONOP in order to go on a kill capture mission. And then when we were in our brief, we'd been told that Captain Perazzini did, again, write a misleading CONOP in order to go on a kill capture mission, and that the captain agreed with the follow-on missions to the border of Mali. But what I learned is that he had opposed the entire mission from its very inception. He disagreed with the way the intelligence was being used to run missions. He didn't want to go on the first mission down to Tilawa. And afterward, he pushed back multiple times, including requesting to return to base and abort the mission as they were sent further and further into enemy territory, eventually leading them to being ambushed. And the other thing is there were three CONOPs total. The first CONOP, Captain Perazzini created, but I learned that there were two more CONOPs, and those were not created by Captain Perazzini. His was for the first day, and their mission was completed and successful.
Mm-hmm.
There were two more CONOPs that were created by those higher up the chain and more directly led to the ambush, but those were not seen as an issue because I was told, well, those were created properly and given all the proper approval.
Why did the chain of command... Why did they want this team to go deeper?
Well, they had received SIGINT, so signals intelligence, telling them that Dondu Shefu, an ISIS militant, was tracked further up near the Mali border, which is a very dangerous area. It's mainly an area where you see militants.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to send the team up to capture or detain possibly the militant and exploit the area and see if they could find any intelligence or information up there regarding, you know, ISIS.
So if I'm hearing this correctly, they have a squad of four men, if that?
What they have a team of 11 men.
11 men, and they're going into enemy territory where the odds are just, I mean, what, 10, 20 to 1? I mean, it just doesn't make sense on the face, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Unless I'm misreading, unless I'm misunderstanding something here.
Correct. And the team had actually, their first mission, the first part of the mission, they went down to Tallulah, and they were stopped on their way home after finishing that mission. They were stopped outside the village of Mengezi after receiving a radio call from higher headquarters saying, we found this intelligence, we want to send you to the border. And the captain said, hey, this is not safe. Let us look at it and see if we can figure out another plan, because we can't, you know, approach from the south and set up a blocking position to prevent the militants from escaping over into Mali.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans aren't allowed to cross into Mali.
Right.
So they knew if we go up there, A, we may be attacked, but also if we find people, they're just going to run across the border, so this is useless. So they said, also, we don't have the proper assets to do a mission like this. So Captain Perazzini called a friend of his on the Arlit team, which is a heliborne unit, who could fly in, put their helicopters, you know, north of the position, and then move in and look to see what's at the campsite. So that was their plan. But then Arlit got canceled due to weather, and higher headquarters pushed the team ahead anyway, despite lack of assets.
So, Michelle, you're putting all these pieces together, and what was the final straw in terms of coming to the truth and the whole truth? Explain to our audience, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, you know, what was it and where all this stuff came together and you started to get some relief to feel like, okay, you're getting more of the truth. And I got to imagine for the other family members as well, are they involved with you on this journey? Are they helping out as you're going through all this?
We all talked, you know, here and there, but really, no, I spent a lot of time mostly with my father-in-law going over a lot of this stuff because he was in the military for years and was able to help me decipher the pieces that I didn't fully understand. You know, I grew up far from the military. I didn't know anyone in the military until I met Brian's dad. So for me, this was a whole different world. So really, I spent most of my time just going through all of this with him. I think really when it began to really, I felt like I knew what happened was, gosh, it took me about 2 years to fully feel like I knew exactly what happened. We received the final redacted report, which was just the printed copy from AFRICOM. And that took almost 2 years. So I received that in May 2019. And once I was able to go through that page by page and compare that to, first of all, what I heard in our brief and what I had learned from my interviews, it became clear. Everything became clear.
What a relief for you and even for the families involved of the other soldiers that lost their lives on that day. And as you say, you know, where is it? Is there further adjudication? I mean, for these people and these higher-ups that, you know, that basically they lied in these reports. I mean, I don't know how you get away with that. And we've only got about 30 seconds left here, so and I want you to share your sentiment that it's not that you're looking for people to, you know, necessarily to be punished per se, but they should be held accountable.
Yeah. The problem is that, you know, from the beginning, I never wanted anybody punished until everybody lied. And then, you know, it's like, how can you lie and pin your mistakes on the fire on the ground and then lead more men into battle?
Well, Michelle Black, we appreciate you sharing the story. God bless.
With your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information.
If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, reacted to Facebook's review board's denial to reinstate former President Trump's account by saying that Facebook is more powerful than the government. And part of the way we have to address that is to implement government regulation so we can actually hear the truth for people. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Joshua Wong and three other activists to between 4 and 10 months in prison for participating in an unauthorized rally last year to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Among the 26 charged over the rally, the four pleaded guilty and were sentenced Thursday. Other defendants are scheduled to appear in court in June. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight in the Next Generation launch vehicle from South Texas on Wednesday. Four previous landing attempts had ended in spectacular explosions. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jordan Goodman. Yes, America's money answers man. Boy, do we need your help.
Well,
we see a lot of money, going out. And it's going to come back and how we're going to pay for all this stuff. And we're already well over $1 trillion, our budget. Now, could you imagine coming home and the family going, hey, Dad, sorry, you know, we're only $1 trillion over budget. I mean, so what's the problem?
Well, we could just print it. That's what we're doing, actually. Yeah. We could have Bill Martinez dollars there.
And why not? With my happy little face on it?
Exactly. Print all you want, you know. So, I mean, the needs are and the wants are unlimited, basically. So we already passed the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill.
Right.
Now President Biden wants a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill, which I would divide into hard and soft infrastructure, hard right. being things and soft being people, basically. Mm-hmm. Then he's got another roughly $1.5 trillion social services program of various types. These are all wonderful things to do, but we do not have any of the money for any of this stuff, okay?
Yeah, so, where is this going to stop? I mean, you just keep spending money. I mean, there's a trillion here, a trillion there, as Everett Dirksen said back in the
day. I think he said a billion, actually.
Yeah, when we were talking about billions, that's what I'm saying, but now we're trillions, so we're going to move up to the 21st century, right?
So let's talk about the revenue side. So this is obviously the controversy, is how this is all going to get paid for. So, several things. First of all, President Biden's talking about increasing the IRS, giving them $80 billion more to increase enforcement, and he thinks that would raise about $700 billion more, mostly from the rich and corporations.
Has that ever happened?
Well, yes. When you've increased IRS enforcement budget, they do bring in more revenue than they cost. I'm not sure that's going to be $700 billion.
Right.
But he's saying there's a huge amount of underreporting of income and corporations. And I agree. A lot of companies, Nike, Amazon, Federal Express, paid zero in federal income tax last year. Right. That is correct. Now, they did it legally with all kinds of fancy accountants and so on. But I think having corporations pay some tax as opposed to none is a good idea.
I agree in principle. But is that an IRS agent function, or is that a function of legislation coming in saying, "Look, we're going to tighten up these loopholes here"?
They're saying the existing laws are not being enforced because the budgets for the IRS have gone down for years, and that they've lost like a third of their staff. They just don't have the people to enforce the existing laws.
Okay, help me understand this. Help me understand this. We've lost a third of the staff, but yet I remember with the Biden-Obama administration, they went on a hiring spree for IRS agents. Remember after Affordable Care Act.
Right. It did bring in more revenue than it cost, but then lately it's been going down again. So I think there are a lot of people that do underreport income and corporations that don't pay tax. So I think more money can be had from them. But you just don't want to have, kind of the Gestapo running around being too extreme in tax collection. But I think there is more money that is not reported that should be collected. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, you got to know that as soon as you put hammers in the hands of all these IRS agents, you start looking more like a nail than every other person. You know, so that's a good warning. But the other thing that I'm concerned about here, Jordan, is that here it is, we're spending all this money, right? And then you got to, raise taxes, but you still need, you need jobs. You need people working. Right. But what the president has done here with, all this added incentive to encourage people to stay at home instead of go get a job and go back to work, they're staying at home, so they're not participating because all that's tax-free. And the other thing, and we talked about it this morning, is that you've got this black market gig economy going on where the people are saying, not everybody wants to sit and watch Oprah reruns, all day long, or Duck Dynasty or whatever you want to go. They're just going, okay, look, I need to go out there. I need to be active because
the money that they're talking about spending, okay, is going to create a huge amount of jobs in construction. All what we're talking, say this were all to happen, I don't think we have enough people in this country to do the jobs we're talking about as far as infrastructure and free community college and pre-K and help for the elderly. I mean, these are huge things. We do not have the people trained to do that. Just to give you one example.
Well, that's why they're opening up the border, because
we may need those people because just construction alone, it's very difficult to get carpenters and plumbers, electricians to build houses today. Mm-hmm. There's just not that many people doing it, and there's a huge demand for it. How are we going to be building all these roads and bridges and broadband with the people we have? There's going to be no unemployment left because we're going to have such spending on all these kind of things.
Well, I guess he's hoping that he's going to get all these people that lost their jobs with the XL pipeline, that they're going to be able to convert over.
Well, they'll have to go somewhere else because he's not building pipelines, that is for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, the other part of the revenue side is increasing tax rates, mm-hmm. both on individuals and corporations. So on individuals, he's talking about raising the top income rate from currently 37% to 39.6%, where it was before the Trump tax cuts. Mm-hmm. And remember, there's an Obamacare tax on top of that, so it comes to about 43.6% total. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. The second thing is he's talking about eliminating the differential between capital gains tax and regular income. So when you sell a stock, you would be paying regular income rates of 39.6% or something like that. That is a major, major change, right. Which would really be a disadvantage and a disincentive for people to invest in stocks and bonds and real estate and assets of various types.
Yeah, so what's going to happen with your 401k?
So, I mean, this would hurt the stock market a lot if that tax increase went into effect. Sure. The other one he's talking about is the stepped-up basis. When you die, your assets are passed to your children at the cost basis on the date of your death. Okay, mm-hmm. And all of the profits you had from whenever you bought those assets years ago is never taxed. He's talking about taxing that. So you have a stock that you got 10 years ago at $10 a share. You die, and it's now $100 a share. That $90 is never taxed. He's saying we should tax that upon death, that $90 appreciation would be taxed. That's a major tax increase as well. This is the way wealth is passed on in this country, and he's saying that's unfair. So these are major. And then on the corporate side, we're talking about raising the rate from 21% to 28%. Which, again, corporations would have to get out somewhere, either lower profits, lower employment, raise prices to consumers. The money just doesn't come out of nowhere. So these are the tax increases he's talking about to fund all these infrastructure projects.
Yeah, but you go back to that critical point, is who's going to pay for it? And history has taught us time and again, it's the middle class that ends up paying for it, the people that
right.
can't afford it.
It gets passed on. I mean, corporations, when they raise tax rates in corporations, the companies can either have lower profits, which means their stock prices are lower, they can pay employees less or have fewer employees, or they raise prices to consumers. That's the way they can raise that money. It doesn't just come out of thin air.
Well,
so you're right.
Yeah,
it is exactly. It is passed on to the middle class one way or the other. That's
yeah,
correct.
We went through it. I mean, under 8 years with Obama-Biden, they all but murdered in its entirety the middle class. And I guess Joe Biden's back to finish it off, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that would be a big tax increase. Not direct. See, it's indirect. So
right.
Directly... he's talking about raising the top corporate rate on those of $400,000 income and over, which sounds good. But there's the trickle-down effect. Those people then spend less, invest less, and the middle class benefits when rich people invest.
Right, exactly.
Buy things, okay?
Yeah.
That is the trickle-down effect. So, and the same thing with corporations. It sounds good. Let's raise more money from corporations, but if the companies can only get it from certain places. Ultimately, it's the middle class they get it from.
Yeah.
So we'll see. The other alternative is not to raise taxes and just to borrow the money, okay, which is what we've been doing. I mean, we have well over $1 trillion. This year's federal budget is probably going to be about a $4 trillion deficit, something like $4 trillion.
Right.
When you count the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan and all the other things, we are just borrowing like drunken sailors, not to insult drunken sailors here.
Yes.
I mean, it's
well, they're used
that's
to it.
The other alternative.
yeah, really. No, it's total insanity here. And somehow, you know, we just keep spending money. But, you know, this pipe dream, I mean, you know, they accuse Trump of, you know, living in some sort of a panacea. But more of what Trump did, came to fruition. I mean,
he lowered tax rates, you know? And the economy boomed. I mean, that's what happened. We lowered capital gains rates. We lowered regular income rates. We lowered corporate rates. Corporate profits went up.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market went way up. Tax revenues went up when we lowered tax rates. This is classic supply-side economics, and it
right,
worked.
Exactly. He's America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, the one and only. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, we've got Tony Roman with us from Huntington Beach, California. What a story about his restaurant, Basilico's Pasta e Vino, there, and what they've been going through in terms of being an example for freedom and liberty. Tony, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I appreciate you having me on. It's great to be with you and all the patriots tuned in.
Amen. Tony, tell us what happened with your restaurant, and the and what freedom has cost you and your family to keep your restaurant open and be an example to the community.
Sure. Okay. So we never made our stand against the lockdowns about business, about our right to work, and whining about having to pay our bills or anything else. We made our stand when we heard about the lockdowns on day one. We made our stand about only one thing, liberty and freedom, and about America, and it's an American fight. So what we did is we took a hard, bold stand. What I decided to do on day one was convert our business from a business into a constitutional battleground where we weren't going to back off at all. Mm-hmm. And we were going to use it as a weapon in the fight. And, you know, we took a public stand. We operated openly and fully, boldly, with zero restrictions inside and out. We banned masks because I consider the mask the greatest weapon of the lockdown and what it represents, fear, control, surrender, and everything else. So we have since taunted Gavin Pelosi, which is, which is a name that I have for the governor here, the tiny tyrant in Sacramento. And we've taunted him. We've mocked him. We've taken the fight to them. We don't resist. We attack the lockdowns.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw the poster, Basilico's Pasta e Vino is in open defiance since day one of March 19th of last year. Real bartenders and servers, real menus, banned masks not allowed, never hand sanitizer on tables, never social distancing, never temperature checks, never proof of vaccine. We have never complied, zero restrictions, always for God, country, and liberty.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I love it. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, when we took our, when I took my stand, when I first heard about the lockdowns, I heard about them happening in China, and I thought, that's what they do there. That's what they do to their other people there. And I,
yeah, because they're communists. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yes, yes. And then I heard that the first city was going to lock down was San Francisco, and I thought, well, there's not a communist policy there they don't love. But then when I heard it was going to happen in the state, I thought, you know what, we're going to take a stand, you know, and we're going to do it in honor of our founders who have sacrificed so much to give us the protections that we all have, the protections of our God-given freedoms, because that's what it's about. And then I thought about the men and women who have fought and died for this country over the last 244 years, and there was no way I was going to dishonor any of them. So instead, we were going to honor them, and that's what we've done throughout every single day. And we're never going to surrender to them. We're going to make them surrender to us, and we'll take the fight to them every single time. And I think that's the only way that we're going to make the enemies of freedom understand next time that they try this, they need to think twice, because if people follow the model that we used, make the fight bigger than yourself. Don't make it about the assets that you have and try to protect those. And only think about that, because you can lose assets and you can lose a business, but you can rebuild and recover those things. But when you lose your freedoms, they're gone forever.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the psychological damage, to your point, the conditioning, like they do in communist countries, it starts with oppression. You know, government crosses over. It's the heavy hand of a restrictive and regulated government that comes into play. And, you know, thank God there are people like you, Tony, that have this kind of courage, and you're an example to others, because here you are. I mean, it's not like you're in a red state. You're in a blue, you're in a blue, 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 blue state, California, and you know, they're you know, taking names and doing everything they can. Of course, you know, the governor, because of his you know, of his governance, is in the middle of a recall now.
That's exactly right. So what we did is, you know, we've had since the beginning, because of our stand, I personally received death threats. You know, we have threats to burn our restaurant down. You know, criminal cases against me. We've had celebrities in Hollywood try to launch boycotts against us. We have ABC, which is Alcohol Beverage Control Board, violations trying to revoke. I've had incoming fire coming from everywhere.
Do these Hollywood celebrities realize, Tony? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but real quick, do they realize just how good the food is there, and they're boycotting you to their own palate? You know, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, exactly right. But what they don't understand is this time they came banging on the wrong door, because when they, you know, in this time of cancel culture, when they hit at us, they expected that again. To be another person or another business that's gonna apologize. And instead, when they come back and try to hit us, we hit them back 10 times harder with our actions. You know, we like I tell everyone, we punch them in the face with our actions. Mm. And when we have these violations and we have our court dates, even instead of showing up like they expect, I don't show up. And what I do instead is I send these open letters and video, basically mocking them and taunting them and challenging them and shaming them, because you should never go and bend a knee for something that they, you know, you should never give them authority over you, authority that they don't have. And I'm not going to go defend myself for something that needs no defense. And that's how we operate. And I
see, that's such a good point, Tony, is that this is what other people are doing. They're surrendering their liberties and their authority to these draconian government bureaucrats.
That's exactly right. And that's why I've never used medical exemptions, loopholes, brochures, you know, excuses. Because when you use excuses, it's sort of like being in the old Soviet Union when the secret police stop you on the street and ask you, where are your papers? So we never give anyone excuses. We just say, hey, look, you know, we're Americans. We're free Americans. This is the United States of America. It's about freedom and liberty, and get out. And leave us alone, and that's the end of it. I mean, we even had OSHA agents come with a search warrant, and we turned them away, too. We've never had the footprints of the enemy, you know, enemies of freedom inside our business. We've kept it vintage America since first day.
How can you turn them away?
You don't give them an inch. You don't even engage. You know, even when they try to engage in the science, you know, you don't go there, because when you go down the rabbit hole of the science, you're kind of engaging them. They want to drag you down that hole. Where in the Constitution does liberty and freedom have anything to do with science?
It doesn't.
So I don't even go there. I don't use any of it. I just point to the Constitution, our God-given rights, and that's the end of it. End of conversation.
How are the patrons responding to this, Tony? I got to imagine, you know, other patriots coming there and frequenting the restaurant have got to be encouraged by your courage.
You know, I appreciate that. Well, you know, it's crazy because I often ask myself, I'm actually a pretty shy and private person, but since, you know, now I'm speaking to people like you, I'm standing in front of crowds giving speeches, and I'm trying to fire people up, but, you know, initially people were afraid to come to the restaurant because they would hear on the news, you know, about this pandemic of fear, so people weren't coming in, but over time, as the message spread and people started to find their own courage, we were having lines up to 5 hours long, patriots, I mean, inside. Even after waiting outside for hours, they were walking with a smile on their face because they felt like they were walking into vintage America again.
Exactly.
They feel like a 1776 tavern instead of a restaurant. It's more than a restaurant now. It's a movement. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, plus on top of that, as I said, the food's so darn good. You know, and you got people waiting in line for 5 hours, Tony. That says a lot right there. And the fact that they're all bonded in liberty, and this is where, you know, the flag of liberty has been posted right there in Huntington Beach, California.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I mean, you know, we've had people launch campaigns there. We've had patriot groups organize there, Patriots Connect, and do all kinds of things. I mean, I've met people I would have never met before. I think a blessing out of this is that I've connected with so many organizations and so many people that I would never have known otherwise, and we've all connected with each other to the point, should this happen ever again, we can mobilize fast.
But exactly.
And talking about that, I tell people this often. I say, look, when you fight, I hear about people trying to fight now. It's round 12. The fight's almost over. You know, when you fight, when you step into the ring, you can't step into the ring when the opponent's already knocked you out and you're swinging at nobody. Your punches
right.
have no impact. You
exactly.
got to step in the ring in round one. That's when it's felt. And you got to fight hard, and you got to back them down into the corner, and you have to knock them out. It's a battle of wills.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Well, what I appreciate what you're doing here, Tony, is that because this question is asked of me all the time. You know, we see we the people. You know, it's supposed to be a government of for by we the people. What does that look like? This is what that looks like. This is what you're doing is what we the people looks like. We the people being informed, knowledgeable to where you can combat these draconian bureaucrats who are used to having power and their way. And you go, no, I believe in the Constitution. That's still the law of the land. And you have no place and you have no authority here. That's what we the people looks like, right? We got about a minute left here, Tony.
Amen to that. Yes, you don't ask permission ever. You know, and when you talk about the recall, this is an opportunity we can't blow. Stop electing politicians. No politician, no government leader whatsoever who has locked down or enforced any restrictions in any territory in this country for 1 second can never be trusted again.
Tony Roman, he's from Huntington Beach, California, and restaurant Basilico's Pasta y Vino. How can people be in touch with you, Tony?
Well, we have the website Basilico's Pasta Vino, but then the most important site, I think, is a site I launched called MakeRestaurantsGreatAgain.com, where I challenge all businesses in the country to do what we've done. I think it's the only way we're going to win this thing, and you can see my videos there and everything I've talked about, and our entire fight documented there as well, and on Instagram, Basilico's HV.
Well, Tony, keep up the great fight. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. The